Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What does a virus and a podcast have in common? They both need a host. Hello, I'm Annie McGrath and welcome to Secret Artists, a podcast where funny people do art and have a nice chat. If you enjoy listening, you can now support the podcast by paying one-off amounts via the Acast link in the description. We love making the show and every little bit of coin helps us do that. This week I'm joined by Sunil Patel, who is absolutely brilliant, even if I do give him the worst introduction I've given any guest to date. We talk about lots of things: Marie Kondo, money trees, comedy sketches, potato printing, Sunil's beautiful nails, and lots more. If you enjoy the episode, then you should check out Why Is Harriet Crying, which relaunches this week. It's an excellent podcast which Sunil co-hosts with another former Secret Artists guest, Harriet Gemsley. So enjoy that, but first, enjoy this.
How often do you cut it anyway?
Probably every 3 months. So I'm sort of due one now, really.
How much does your haircut cost?
Oh, between £32 and £55.
Hang on, you did it when we were in Aberystwyth.
Yeah, that was quite a cheap one, I think.
Was that before we did... It was in preparation for the musical.
Yeah, I got my hair cut and I think I got a manicure.
Pointless, wasn't it? Because you had a wig on. Yeah. No, I had a wig on, that was it.
Yeah, I had real hair, you had a wig. that brings me on to your introduction.
Oh, I thought okay.
Sorry, I'm going to introduce you formally.
Okay.
I'm joined today by actor, comedian and writer Sunil Patel.
I thought it'd be like, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, that kind of thing.
Oh, I can do.
Yeah, just like that.
I don't know if we have any lords listening. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined today by actor, comedian and writer Sunil Patel. You might have seen Sunil in Borderline on Netflix, Bobby and Harriet Get Married on Viceland. I nearly said the.
Iceland. I nearly you said it the... like Iceland, like instead of Viceland.
Viceland. I also nearly said the Big Lebowski.
You did what?
I've written the Big Asian Stand Up on BBC, but because it separates out the line, I nearly said the Big Lebowski. Were you in the Big Lebowski?
When was that out? When I was about 10. Yeah.
Oh, really amused myself. Or in one of his many short film appearances. I haven't spoken to anyone today. That's why.
Have you not? Oh, right. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Sunil is an excellent stand-up and has two...
You're doing very well, Annie. You're doing really well.
It's normally the easy part.
Are you going to do this again, or are we... Is this just...
What, this podcast?
No. This introduction. This is a great introduction. I don't mind.
No, I'm not going to do it again. It'll all get cut and you won't have an introduction. So what? You've got two podcasts. One is Why Is Harriet Crying, which he co-hosts with Harriet Kemsley. Yeah. And But Where Are You Really From? A BBC podcast, which he hosts with Nim Odedra and Ishan Akbar. Though Sunil is probably best known for his performance... Sunil is probably best known for performing a duet of It's a Hard Knock Life with me at Aberystwyth Comedy Festival last year. Fucking hell.
Very good. Did you, how long did it take you to draft that introduction?
I actually practiced that before you came on. Oh, how are you?
How are you feeling? Yeah. I'm...
Thanks so much.
I'm all right. Sort of like not dreading this, but a bit scared.
I'm dreading it as well, to be honest.
No, I didn't say dread it. I mean, I didn't mean dreading it. Why are you dreading it?
No, I'm not dreading it. I'm actually looking forward to it.
You said that in a very dry way.
Did I? Well, yeah. You and I are both quite similar in our dry vibes, aren't we?
I don't know how people are going to pick up on that, but let's hope. Stuart, I'm not dreading it.
Stuart's just messaged shit show. Yeah. Heckled by the producer on
your
Zoom.
Introduction. Yeah, I've never been introduced with that much sort of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had to do a lot of research to find all those credits.
You've really picked out some gaps.
I've really
in my
dug
career.
Deep.
Yeah.
I really like your podcast, the BBC. Well, I like both of them, but I listened to the BBC one the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
You were on our one with Harriet, weren't you?
Yeah. That was
you did
nice.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Really enjoyed it. I don't think I was this hysterical.
And then you didn't come to. Because I was going to my very first musical after that.
Yeah, so when we performed It's a Hard Knock Life, it became very clear that you hadn't seen any musicals at all.
Don't really understand the concept.
So what was the one that you went to see? Henry VIII's Wives or something?
Yeah, it wasn't called that. It was called Six, which is about Henry VIII's Wives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very literal title to be called Henry VIII's Wives. But yeah, I've chucked out all of the fancy dress from our A musical appearance.
I think I finally... Did I get rid of... I've moved house about 3 times since we performed it, and I feel like the dress has come with me on every step of the way. But
what else did you have? Just a dress? Was it just the dress?
I just had a sort of child's orphan nanny dress made of some sort of flammable... material.
It's so flammable, that stuff. I wish I could have like someone just to talk me through every individual item and just chuck it out.
Have you read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it, am I?
I don't know. I thought it was quite good.
It's a good book, but it's just too much effort. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
I think I only ever get rid of stuff whenever I move house, and I haven't done that for a couple of years. Probably will do soon.
It's a good book, but at the point where she stacks her carrots vertically in the fridge, I was like, you're mental. I was on board up until that point.
Did you do the other stuff? Did you do the sock folding?
No, I still do the thing that she hates, that she says causes the socks to work when they shouldn't be working, where you ball them up.
Yeah, it ruins them.
Because I think otherwise I'll lose them.
But you've got to thank the socks for their service as well.
Yeah, and then let them rest.
And then let them rest, yeah, which you're not doing.
No, I think they should. They're not putting in enough hours.
That's apparently, a lot of people have a go at her for that, and they're like, why are you anthropomorphizing socks? But apparently it's part of Shintoism, isn't it? Isn't it, Annie?
Oh, you lost me at Shintoism, I'm afraid.
Really? Okay, well, I think it's some sort of religious thing where you think that items have a personality and a soul and a spirit and stuff, yeah.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. No, I mean, no, obviously I don't believe that.
You were about to pretend that you did, and both of us knew that you did.
I was trying to think of the most sensitive way of saying I don't understand the religion. But,
I think you succeeded.
fair play to Mary. To Mary.
To Mary. Right. So, Neil, art, I suppose.
I suppose art is the question.
Tell me about what we're painting today.
Today, Annie, we'll be painting. Is painting the right word? Are you painting?
Well, I have got some paints out, and I've also got some pencils out. I wasn't sure what you had in the way of materials.
It's a plant.
Yeah. I can actually see it on your screen. It's behind you, which is quite a nice setting.
Yeah. But I sent you a photo of it in iPhone.
Don't worry, I got the photo.
I sent it to you in iPhone portrait mode, so it just looked nice.
Oh, okay. So it's been edited a bit.
It's been the perspective is different on it, but it looks, I'm very proud of it because it cost £30 from Homebase.
Oh, home base in Haringey.
Mm.
I know it well.
Your old home base, yeah.
My old home. My old home base. 30 quid. You've still got the price on it.
Well, I've been waiting for a pot, but there's been no deliveries around here recently because of the ongoing situation.
Sorry, what situation?
Just the ongoing one. You know, the ongoing situation.
Yeah. With plant pots. It's a bad time to be a plant pot.
Yes.
You need to take the price tag off the plant.
Well, no, because of the ongoing situation, there's going to be a pot here soon. So that's going to go, the price tag will be, you won't see the price tag because the whole thing will be inside a pot.
Mm, doesn't it annoy you though? Like when you have shoes that still have the label on underneath. Yeah, I mean, it clearly doesn't annoy you. And I've just come in and told you to tidy your room.
The general clutter that not an enormous amount of stuff like that annoys me. I mean, you're right now that you've mentioned it.
So are you the sort of person that leaves that thin, transparent, protective sticker on an iPhone for ages?
No, I'll get rid of that.
Okay.
But I just didn't think that was an issue because my pot's coming soon. I can pop it in the pot.
Yeah, I can't work like this. Sorry.
Is it over? Is this done?
No, yeah. This is done. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
No, but do you not think that the sticker on the plant pot could be part of the image itself, the one that you're painting?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I'm not going to paint it. Please tell me more about the plant.
It's actually a money tree. And it's expensive. It's £30 because it's got five stems.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So it's a pretty big deal, this tree.
Wait, so are they five separate roots?
Yeah. Tied together in the middle with a bit of ribbon.
Did you do that or did Homebase do that for you?
Homebase did that, thankfully.
They're very good to you, aren't they?
Very good to me. Yeah.
It's very striking. It looks sort of already like a drawing, the way the leaves, they're quite
exactly
sort of angular.
This is the thing, I didn't know what else to draw or paint. I don't really have an eye for these things.
I think you do.
Like, what else? I mean, do you want to paint an Amazon Alexa? That's nearby.
No, I don't. Thanks.
A mug?
No.
No.
Basically, you sat in your room and looked around and been like, paint that or that.
Yeah. Isn't that how it's done normally? I don't know.
We should start painting it.
Really? How do you do that? Yeah. What do you do? Where do you start?
Well, what materials have you got again?
Different coloured pencils.
Okay. So where would you start? I would start sketching out sort of the rough size of it. So you know the layout of the whole thing on the page.
Just got my little book.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a piece of paper.
All right.
Off we trot.
I don't know which pencil to start with.
That's
all right.
Sorry, was that
I'll
to
figure
yourself?
It out. To myself, yeah.
Have you been writing?
Yeah. Yeah, I have been.
I am. I'm not actually your mum. I'm not checking up on you.
No. I've been writing 10. So every day I've set myself a task of writing 10 sketches. So I've been writing sketches
every day.
But,
Any you want to read out?
I'll get my little book out. Maybe we can act some out. I haven't written.
Oh yeah, that would be good.
I haven't written them as a sketch. I mean, these are terrible.
Are you writing them with the intention that they're performed, or is it just as an outlet?
As an outlet, and then some of them, I might do something with.
Good practice.
Yeah, I mean, oh dear. No, let's deal with that some other time. Writing is rewriting. So, okay, let's go. I'm going to get the brown pencil.
Oh, yeah. I've put out green paint, which I never normally do. I normally like to sort of mix my own. But
what's green made of?
Well, blue and yellow, Sinan.
Yeah. That I was teeing you up to answer that question for the listeners.
Thank you. You're trying to make me look clever.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm not too good on perspective.
No, neither.
Already I've gone too small on this.
Yeah, I've already gone too detailed. I think I need to just sort of work out the layout a bit more.
I mean, there's a large... I've started with the pot and I've put it in the middle of the page.
Yeah, that's where you went wrong. Because the pot is right at the bottom, isn't it? You need to allow yourself space for them leaves.
So what's the protocol in this situation as an artist?
Set fire to it.
Do you know what? No. I haven't gone too far. I'll just start on a new page.
Well, that's the thing. Pencil's a bit difficult. If it was paint, you could just paint over it.
Yeah.
So are you painting? You're not painting it from life. You've got the plant behind you and you're painting from a photo.
Yes, I'm painting it from the photo because I thought it would be easier if we both painted from the picture.
Yeah.
And you shared it on the screen here.
What was I going to say? Did you know that potatoes have flowers? Like the plant is a flowering plant.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Really showing your age there, isn't it?
Why?
Knowing more stuff than I do.
No, I didn't. I just thought it'd be funny to say, yep.
It was funny.
Thank you very much. I do know that. How tall are the plants? How big are these plants, these potato plants?
Quite tall, shorter than me, but hip height maybe.
What's hip height on you? On you though?
Like ankle height on you?
No, but you're what? 5 foot?
2.5.
2.5.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And you're what? 6 foot one?
Nah.
5'11"
and 5'11" I think.
All right. Are you happy with that?
I'm not really. Do you know what? I'm really not happy with that. It's like,
what do you wish you were shorter or taller?
You'd want the extra inch, wouldn't you, just to say it's 6. It's like my shoe size. I've always thought it's 10, but that was wishful thinking, it turns out, because I got some shoes fitted.
And you got your shoes measured.
I bought some shoes, but I went to somewhere where they actually measure your feet for the shoes there. And they were like, right. What on earth are you playing at? You're a size 9. And
oh,
I was like, oh yeah, that's why I do. Oh, that's why I keep tripping up in my clown shoes all the time.
Well, that must have been quite reassuring in a way.
I guess so. I suppose it's time to sort of just embrace the fact I'm a size 9.
Definitely. Nothing to be ashamed of. I'm a size 4. We're basically the same, Sunil.
So you're a size 4.
Yeah. Where, did you go to art college, Sunil?
No. I had no artistic talent as a teen or as a child. In fact, I was told not to do any more art.
You were told not to?
As in, like, you know, there's no point in me doing art GCSE, which is, at the time...
Who said
that?
Your art teacher?
Yeah, because, like, art GCSE was, like, an automatic A, basically.
Hmm.
But not for me.
What would you have got, do you reckon?
B.
That's acceptable.
I don't know.
I don't think your teacher should have said that.
I'm pretty impressed at how far I've got with this.
Show me. Hang on, I'm going to change you to gallery view so I can... Oh no, I'm viewing someone else's screen. Why are there two pots?
That one I've given up on because it was in the middle of the page.
I love it.
But that
I can barely see it if I'm honest, but am I right in thinking you haven't given it any leaves?
Not yet, I haven't got
not
to
yet.
That yet. It's sort of
that's
like,
funny,
you
you're
of...
working up, I'm working down.
Right. Yeah, I'm going for the sort of photorealist vibe.
Ooh.
Art.
Someone knows what he's talking about.
I've read books on art.
Oh, yeah? Which ones? Just,
I've got a book about modern art by Thomas Wolfe.
Mm.
It's about how modern art is a scam, or he thinks it is anyway, because... Mm. The people that decide, and apparently there are a group of people that decide whose art is worth a lot of money, are just a group of people that sit on the board of the Museum of Modern Art in New York. And essentially, they decide what's worth money and what isn't, weirdly. It's like a strange sort of... I don't know how does art work? Who decides?
How does art work?
As in, like,
I wasn't expecting to be asked that question.
Really?
I guess
who
it's
decides
to do with
what's...
the artist. Like,
Yeah.
Whether they're a big name, then obviously it'll be worth more.
But who determines who's a big name and who isn't?
I don't think there's like a set group of people. I mean, obviously people who run and curate museums and exhibitions probably have quite a big say.
I think that was his argument. And so he was saying, you know, he's having a go at them.
But then that's always been the case, hasn't it, through history?
Yeah, I guess so. Like patrons and that.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a favourite artist?
No.
That's my favourite answer we've had so far. Again, thanks for coming on the podcast. No, I respect your honesty. Is there any artists you don't like?
Sorry, still laughing at my own answer. No, I like all art, really. This is the thing, I don't really have the confidence to say I like and don't like, because I'm always impressed by people that can write, who can draw and paint, because it's like, it's a skill I don't have, but I don't, there's very little. What I do like is, I watched this documentary about Art Brut,
mm-hmm.
who are the people that don't know what good and bad art is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are, so they've usually got learning difficulties, or they've got, they're mentally ill and stuff. And I really enjoyed that, because that was like, oh, it's people who are just making it for the sake of it.
Yeah, it takes away the pretentiousness.
Yeah, and it was all just really, some of it was quite disturbing, but it was always quite, it always felt like that was it was always interesting. That was a thing.
Mm.
But, me, I'm always impressed if someone can, like, draw a leaf or something as well.
Well, I thought before this episode that I could draw a leaf, but it's looking increasingly like I can't.
You can't draw a leaf. So who's your favourite artist? Who would you say it is?
I really like Genevieve Figgis.
Yeah.
And there's a guy called Tom Hammock.
I like...
Peter Doig I like a lot.
Who's the one that does those landscapes of, like, hell?
Bosch. I don't know.
Bosch.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
He's good, yeah.
He's good. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's up to. Fair play to him, I reckon. You work in a gallery, don't you? You work for a gallery.
I used to, yeah, and I've worked in a contemporary art gallery. Yeah, so I've worked for different art fairs and stuff as well.
I've been to art fairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I've thought, as I walked around art fairs, I thought, this is nice.
Which art fairs have you been to?
The Affordable Art Fair.
Oh yeah, I quite like that.
And every year I actually work at the London Illustration Fair.
Oh, nice.
Because my friend does potato printing.
That's what I want to start doing.
Really?
Well, just because I'm on a potato farm.
Oh my God.
It seems mad that I'm not potato printing.
Potato printing is something that... So when I went to the illustration fair, and he had a stall there, he was given the stall right at the back of the building where it was the final stall you'd ever get to, because everyone else there had done like lots of like really lovely illustrations, and then it was me and him stamping out the word fuck with a potato onto a bit of postcard.
You were working as in you were creating the art?
No, I was just helping him out whenever he needed to go to the toilet or get a drink. I'd be at the stall, and people would come by, and they're allowed to do a bit of potato printing, but all they did was spell out swear words. But it was he does like really fun illustrations, and I think what people responded to there wasn't like a skillful bit of illustration, it was the fact that someone had gone to the effort of cutting up a potato and turning it into a picture of a whale.
Fun process, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So what was my point? Yeah, you should do it. It's really easy.
Yeah, I do want to do it. I can't remember how. You just cut a potato and then stick it in paint and then stick it on the page, right?
Could not be easier.
But do you not have to carve shapes out of the potato?
Yeah. Is that the bit you think that's going to be hard?
Yeah. What bit would you think is hardest?
The bit, actually, I'll tell you what's hard about potato printing is getting the right amount of paint on the potato, Because if you put too much on, it turns into a sort of blob, which is pointless.
And you don't want it to splurge out the sides.
There's no room for delicacy if you've done that, yeah.
No, I think I'd get the amount of paint right, but I'm not sure about my carving skills. Also, yesterday I was sort of peeling dried paint off a plate.
Yeah.
And but so instead of washing my palette, I let the paint build up and then peel it off, and it looks really cool because it's just like dried splodges of paint.
I've seen you do this before. What's the...
was filming myself doing it for content and cut my hand with the palette knife. It looks pathetic. Can you see that cut?
That's a really silly cut.
It looks like a paper cut, but it's actually quite deep and it stings so much.
What have you put in it?
Nothing. What do you mean? What have I put in it?
Did you put any like anti?
No.
Yeah.
Should I have done? I didn't really know what to do. I just pressed tissue into it so that the bleeding stopped.
Should be fine.
Yeah, it's just quite an open wound, and I've washed my hands about 50 times since.
Oh, that's fine then, isn't it?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know how to do this mass of leaves in the middle. How are we tackling that?
I've just got paint on my laptop.
Oh.
The leaves in the middle, I tell you what, I've sort of blurred mine quite a lot. Just scribble in. Yes.
Just colour it a bit.
If in doubt, scribble in.
See, I imagine someone who knows what they're doing here will know how to add like texture and stuff to it. But mine is just...
Well, you're using pencils, which I actually think is harder than using paint.
Oh, is it?
Well, because you have to, there's not a lot of room for error with pencils.
No. Very brave choice.
Yeah, you're a very brave artist. I've always said that about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you own any art?
Now, I do, but I haven't got it up at the moment. But I've got two... illustrations of Mike Tyson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. One where he bit off... One is, like, the scene where he bit off Evander Holyfield's ear.
Mm. Nice.
And another one is where he's feeding a pigeon on a roof.
Oh, quite contrasting images.
Yeah,
really,
I thought...
Really showing all sides of the personality.
Every single side shown there. Nothing. No in between. And there isn't with I and Mike. I bought them years ago from a place where I used to buy records from. This is like 10-15 years ago, and I've not known what to do with them since. So
are they by the same artist?
Yeah. So this is an artist who specializes purely in fallen sports idols. That's his thing.
Oh, nice.
So he also does He has a great one of a guy called Daryl Strawberry, who is a baseball player who just took a load of cocaine, and like on the field of play. I think at one point he was on psychedelics while playing.
Whoa! It was a different time.
It was very much a different time, but I just thought it was quite an interesting subject. And I find Mike Tyson quite an interesting sort of
personality,
modern. Personality, yeah, very odd that he's who he is.
What's the artist's name?
forgotten.
Okay.
Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, and his surname is D-U-Z-Y-J. He's got a website. 3-time Emmy-nominated artist and director. Oh, that's interesting.
Amazing. So which gallery did you find him in, or was that a fair that you discovered him?
I think the gallery is called No Mass.
Oh, cool. In London?
No, New York. Oh, he's done loads. Wow. Because I bought this years ago, and then he's obviously done...
You invested in him when he was...
Yeah. Do you know what? I used to own some Banksy's, some signed Banksy's back in the day.
Sorry?
Yeah, he used to sign the prints that they made at the gallery that he was...
Oh, right.
...did stuff with, and then sold them. Sold them to a man in a convertible Mini.
You sold them, did you say?
Yeah, 3 of them. Like, he bought all 3 of them in cash.
Hmm.
And sounds then suspicious. With that money, I launched a comedy career.
Oh, that was a real waste of those Banksy prints.
Yeah, I think it was. I could have bought a house or something, couldn't I? But instead...
Yeah, I mean, was that not the most expensive artwork at auction last year? The shredding balloon girl?
Yeah. Mine were just prints, though, but they were signed, which is, I suppose, why this man paid.
I wonder who he was. I wonder how much they're worth now. Do you think about that quite a lot?
I don't, actually, no. I mean, I hate, like, the idea that I would have... There's all sorts of stats about how much money you could have made if you'd done X, Y, and Z, isn't there? I mean, like, what year did you start comedy? What year did you start performing?
Well, I did it at university.
Okay.
So I graduated in 2012 and then probably started in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started 2011. Mm-hmm. So I reckon it would have been roughly the same for you. Like, if you'd bought, I think it's something like £100 worth of Bitcoin then.
Yeah.
You'd now be a millionaire many times over.
Yeah. That doesn't annoy me so much because I still don't fully understand Bitcoin. What is art, Sunil?
Art. I actually know the answer to this question.
Oh, great.
Is this a question you ask every guest?
Yeah, if I remember.
It's a creative expression of the artist's, what the artist sees through their own eyes.
Mm,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I think that's the dictionary definition. Right, I'm ready to reveal.
A real sort of insight into you and your take on it. Wait, hang on a sec. I need to just do a bit more on the pot.
I think at first glance, if you look at it and then look away, you'll think that was a good bit of art. But if you look closer, you'll realise it's pure bullshit.
Do you like Fronds. Going to galleries, Sunil?
Sorry, what?
What did you say?
Fronds.
Thumbs.
Fronds.
I don't know what you're saying.
F-R-O-N-D-S. Is that what these are? Fronds. No, these are just leaves, aren't they? Fronds.
I don't think I've ever heard the word frond before.
I think it's a word for like palm leaves or... Okay.
Yeah, what sort of plant is this, actually?
Money tree.
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't know that until I took it home and Googled.
No wonder it costs £30. Sorry, I don't know if you heard
that.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Sorry, did it cut out then?
No, I got it. I didn't know it was called a money tree until I got home and Googled the Latin phrase that was written on it. Patura aquatica.
Oh, yeah, that means money tree.
That means money tree, but it doesn't, right? But anyway.
What does it mean?
Aquatic water plant, water patura.
I can't tell if you're now speaking Latin or English.
Water patura. What are you working on now, the pot?
That's a good character name, water patura.
Put that in my list of 10 sketches for the day, shall I?
Yeah. Have you written 10 today already?
No, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
I've had a very busy day.
We're preparing for this,
Preparing for this, looking for my pencils. I would love it if everything just started at about 11 a.m. and you could go on and stay up until like 2 a.m. But
yeah, what time are you going up?
This week, I've had to get up at like 5:36 because we're doing radio from home.
5:36. That's very specific.
5:30/6. But I've got to be. I've just got to be ready at 6:30, so I just get up a bit earlier.
God, that's really early, actually. You're making 7:45 look.
I know, but
late.
I don't have to go anyway, which is quite nice. And I've just discovered the timer feature on my coffee machine.
What's it? It makes you a coffee.
So I set it to start making coffee at like 6. So by the time I get downstairs, it's ready.
Oh my God. You're living in the future.
It is the future, isn't it? It's got electricity, coffee, automation.
That's quite scary, actually.
What, a timer?
No, having a robot make you coffee.
It's not a robot. It's just a guy. You know, like alarms and stuff.
Just yeah, like robots.
Yeah, I'm a robot, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. God, you really are a 21st century guy. Okay, I need to do a bit more green and then I'll be done soon.
I'm fussing around with it now because I know you've put in more effort, so I'm just adding stuff to it that's unnecessary.
No, don't do that on my bath.
Just different colours, different greens.
Are you including sort of background or any of the books on the side?
Oh, no. Just concentrating on the money tree. Are you?
I've done a sort of blurry background and no, I haven't done the books.
Okay. I might frame this.
So arrogant. You'll be a meme. Does one painting and frames it and then just your face.
I reckon this will go for 30 quid.
30 quid? What, same as the tree? That's a good idea, actually.
Because I've put the number 30 on the plant and that'll be a on the artwork. So subconsciously people will think that's worth 30 quid.
Yeah, I like it.
Is that low? It feels low.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. It might be too high.
But the price of an artwork isn't like doesn't directly correspond to how skillful the artist is, does it?
You've got Netflix credits, you can sell it for thousands. I guess see what the those guys in the museum make of it.
Yeah. Send it to them.
Hey, remember the first time we acted together?
What was that in?
No is the answer to that question.
The first time?
Yeah, it was in Sunday Morning Couples.
Oh yeah, in Stoke Newington.
In Stoke Newington.
What do we have to? We had to be a smug couple.
I just did that thing where I thought I was wearing glasses and went to push back the frames,
I saw you do that.
Do you do that often?
No, because I always have my glasses on.
Thing is, I rarely wear glasses, but that was a bit. That was a bit weird.
You're all right.
Yeah, fine. Sorry.
You're right, then.
Yeah, we had to play a smug couple having brunch, didn't we?
That was it.
Walking around Stoke Newington looking happy.
I never watch anything I've been in, so I don't know how it came out.
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it?
We're both really good.
What were our lines?
I actually can't remember. It was so long ago. About four years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 4 years ago. Yeah. I remember that. I was wearing a shirt I'd bought recently, and I still have that shirt, and I remember I've had that shirt for 4 years. I remember that.
Oh. Quickfire. Romanticism or modernism?
Romanticism.
Straight lines or curves?
Curves.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Oil or watercolour?
Watercolour.
Looking at art alone or with others?
Alone.
Are films art?
Yes.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
I can. Because I don't know who the artist is often.
That's the only reason you can.
Yeah,
because you can't remember names.
Yeah, I can.
Tortured artist or rational airport security man?
Rational airport security man.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about.
Private view or view of privates?
What is view of privates?
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
How close up?
Really far.
How
so in a different city.
Close up then.
Painting from life, landscape, or still life?
Interesting. Landscape.
Ooh, even though we've done a still life today.
Wish I'd done a landscape.
First kiss.
First kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, New Year's Eve, Bath Abbey.
Nice. This New Year's Eve.
Yes, recently.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Art or tech?
Art.
Art or books?
Books.
Art or food?
Food, obviously, because you... Yeah.
Because you what?
You need to have food.
Yeah. Is what you do art?
Yes.
Dicks or pussies?
You do need both.
You need to eat both.
Oh, right. I thought it meant in the world. No. Pussies.
Fine. It's open-ended, really, question.
Oh, I see, right, yeah. My favourite colour, probably green.
Oh, that's why you chose a green plant.
Yeah.
Oh, I've chosen a paintbrush that's too thick. Now my name's become a bit too big.
Do you sign your full name or just initials?
I've just done AM. What have you done?
Sunil Patel.
That's fine. That's your name. Yep. I actually hate my signature on this. Oh, well. So now we mark each other's work.
Okay.
We give each other a grade. So we mark it for commitment, technique, and then a final overall grade. Oh, nice.
Oh, that's very green. Oh, and you've done the background as well, yeah.
Very green. Yeah, it's a bit of a mess, mine, actually. I love yours.
I've tried to be more... sort of, with drawing stuff, I always try and be accurate, but I think it's much more fun to not be, isn't it?
Are you saying that's not accurate?
No, it is actually shape. It's pretty much the right shape, isn't it, and everything?
There's bits of it that are sort of accurate, I think.
Yeah,
but
like that frond going out there. We've both got that one on ours.
Stop saying frond.
We've both got that, and that, essentially.
Yeah, the top leaves and the side
leaf
leaves.
There.
Yeah. God, look how good your nails are.
Thank you.
Do you manicure them?
No, they're just like that. Everyone says
show
that.
Me your nails again.
Well, all of them.
Beautiful nails. Really, yeah.
I've got no tips to impart. That's just what my nails are like.
Mm. Okay, well, this changes everything. So I'm marking you for commitment. I'm going to give you 10 out of 10, really, because you've done it all. You've done it all.
But I haven't done the background, I guess. You've done the background, so I've got to give you more than 10.
Okay, I'll give you 9. How about that?
Right.
But you've done the price tag and I haven't.
Ah. Well, hang on.
As discussed at the beginning, I was never going to do the...
What does commitment really mean? Does it mean that you've just done everything you can see?
I don't know. Yeah, more and more that's what I'm judging it on, but that doesn't feel right, does it?
As in, like, you've really thrown yourself into the task, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
In which case, that's a very high mark for you.
And you. Especially as you don't do art. I think you've done really well. Technique, I'm going to give you 8, because I think it's really quite good. And 8 is really quite good.
I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked.
So that's 80%. So actually, fuck your art teacher. That's probably an A.
Technique for you, thinking about it, I don't know. I don't know what technique involves with painting. What do you mean by technique?
I guess like brush strokes.
Yeah, I mean, it all makes sense.
Composition.
What you've done there. It's all sensible. I've got to give you more than mine.
Sensible.
Oh, 9.
It's all sensible. Such a funny critique of a painting.
It all makes sense. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, 9 for your technique then.
Thank you. Did you give me a mark for commitment?
Oh, 9 for that as well. Thing is, I can't give low marks for that because that is obviously a piece of art.
Yeah, we've both done artworks. I think there's
denying
that.
What would be bad in this situation? It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Is that it? I'm going
to put it down. That's sort of it. Yeah, just my arm hurt, so I thought I'd put mine down. I think that's everything, though.
What is it? Thanks. Marks for commitment technique.
And a note, final overall grade.
Well, 9. Well, I don't know, because I've already given you 2 9s, haven't I? I can't give you less than that, and I can't give you more, because that'd make a mockery of the average.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the marking scheme seriously.
Well, I can't legitimately give you less than mine, because you know what you're doing, and I don't.
Oh, I don't mind. Give me what you like.
5.
No, don't give me 5.
I'm not going to accept that.
Give me what you like, as long as it's sort of between the region of 8 and 10.
Oh, 9.
Thanks.
9. Yeah.
Sunil, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being on your podcast.
Thanks so much for coming on it. Is there anything you want to plug?
Do a podcast with Harriet. That's called Why Is Harriet Crying? Do listen to that. She gets annoyed if I don't, if I mention the other podcast I do. But I've got to. It's it's called But Where Are You Really From? That's available on BBC Sounds. Annie, where are you really from?
London. Oh, well, I was born in London, but I'm 5/8 Irish. Can I come on the podcast?
I mean, you can. I think everyone can answer that question in an interesting way, really. What's whereabouts in Ireland? Different parts of it.
Well, my mum should go on the podcast. She's got a much more interesting upbringing than me. She was born in Cork and then brought up in Nigeria and then Northern Ireland. And she went to like 8 different primary schools. Because my granddad was a geologist, so they were there for his work. And then she went to different boarding schools.
Was he looking for oil?
Rocks.
Just
I
rocks.
Think.
Okay. No, because I thought geologists worked for like oil companies looking for oil.
No, he didn't work for an oil company. I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah, she went to lots of different Catholic convent schools with various paedophile priests. Sorry, what was the question?
It was, but where is your mum really from?
I'm from North London.
Are you?
Yeah. I was born in the Royal Free.
This is where you grew up.
Well, I'm in Essex now. Are you in North London? Oh, yeah, you're in Haringey. Yeah. So I grew up in near Swiss Cottage.
Oh, right.
What about you?
Bath.
But where are you really from?
Okay, Annie, all right. Well, my parents are Indian from a town called Baroda in Gujarat in India, which is, I think, currently famous for having a German chemical company in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
I've been there.
I have been to India.
Have you?
Actually, thanks for asking. I've been to Delhi, Agra, Jaipur. Like, that's quite...
Been there, done that.
That's where all the tourists go, isn't it?
I'm getting really... Like, I'm watching a lot of Anthony Bourdain documentaries because in this current climate, in the situation we're in, we can't travel and it's making me annoyed that I didn't do enough travelling before this current situation.
Yeah.
So I'm just watching all these programs and thinking that that looked nice. Wish I'd gone there.
At least we can watch the programs and we have the internet, of course. So we need not travel anymore.
You've got a point.
Google image. Agra.
Well, thanks for that.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
I might go and make a cup of tea now.
All righty.
What are you doing for the rest of the day?
I might go and buy some tea bags. And then I need to get some condensed milk because I'm making Vietnamese coffee.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed that, then please rate and review the podcast. Check out mine and Sunil's artworks on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Artists Pod. Follow Sunil on Twitter at Sunil D. Patel and on Instagram at Sunil Patel Solutions. I'm on all of those things too, of course. Please also share your artworks with us. I love that people do their own drawings and paintings whilst listening. Because what is art if not something we can all share? See you next time. Bye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.